Tosfos in Brachas asked the famous question of Bilam was Mechaven the Shah, Kael Zoam Bechol Yom, God gets angry every day for a millisecond. So, and Bilam was going to curse the Jewish people during their time period. So a millisecond is not a long time. What possible curse could you come up with? So one answer Tosfos gives is Einach Einami. You're right. As long as you begin the curse before, then you can continue as long as you want, or for a while. It's like we find the halacha the post can bring down that if you should daven, really you should daven mincha before shkia. But they're right, but the eved, as long as you stop before shkia, so then you could continue. So similarly here, if it works by midas prinius, how much muscle by the midas tfila, and therefore you could continue. The other pshat is no. He said, kalem, destroy them. And this like, you have to have everything in, but God will know. Like this, like by we have a tradition when Eliyahu Navi comes down to every bris, and if someone's sick, you come and help them. Like we have the story, I think it's with of Shlomo Kluger, that someone asked him, like, our grandfather's dying any moment now, could we push off the bris till later in the afternoon, and we want to name our child after the grandpa. I guess it was Ashkenaz, because they name only after the dead. So he said, don't worry about it. Just do the bris right away, and grandpa will get better. So of course, he did the bris, and grandpa, he wasn't even a chassid. He's the opposite. So everyone was screaming, Maisa Nisim, what about miracle workers? So he got up and said, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a miracle worker. I learned Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says that all the angels, every Malach had their own job when they came down by Avram, by the Milah. But the same Malach that went to heal Avram went to save Lot. So it's a stira. I thought it's the same. So they said it, that if Avram would have heard about his nephew being killed, so he would have had a relapse. So it's all part of the refuah. But the shaila is, why didn't God just send a separate Malach for Lot? Why do you need the same Malach? So apparently, not everyone's zochet to a Malach. It only came once he was down for Avram, so okay, we'll let him extend his trip, but we're not going to create a new trip. So too here. He said, Eliyahu Navi was coming down for the bris, and during those days, even if not, but they all lived in the same home. So I knew once Eliyahu came down to Marape the Katan, he'll go ahead and Marape the grandfather as well. So we see this saying, this like how lame works, destroy them works, so too help us works. There's an interesting Chasam Sofer, who was the king of Drusha. The Chasam Ish, they say, wasn't big into Drushas, because Drushi says there's no accountability. In other words, you could say anything you want. As that a Rebbe used to say, he was the Magid Shir, he used to say, that a posek has to worry about his olam haba, a rav has to deal with the balabatim. I could say all the spheres I want. So similarly here, the chazan saying anyone can give a drasha, you have to ground it, and therefore, that's why he wasn't big on the drasha. But the chazan sofer was the king of the drushas. He knew exactly, he was able to ground them and give drasha. So he wants to say on kalem, on another level, that Kalaim is referring to how does one destroy themselves? By Kalaim. The Chaf is Kaveh like a liver. The Lamed Kalaim, the Lamed is wave, heart, and the Mem is Moach, brain. So he says Kaveh refers to a liver, and Chazal say it refers to desire. And lev is, we know, the emotions. And moach is the intellectual and moral character. So the Chasam Sofer says, kalem, when one is taken over by the chaf and the lev, if the liver, if the desire and emotion takes over the brains, and then kalem, that's how one destroys themselves. Hamosha b'chol shalo, one has control over his own desires. So kalem is referring to that asked to destroy Klal Yisrael, but here Kalei means, the Chasam Sofer writes that it's an allusion to how one destroys themselves is when they don't have control, and that's what Bilam, even though he, well, Kam Navi Obi Yisrael, he should have been even as great as Moshe, but nevertheless, his Midas Tovas, his Kina, his Kavod and Taiva, Mevi'in Adam Le'olam, and therefore, that was the downfall of Bilam.